Blog Talk Radio.
Salivating at the mouth, south to east orange. Keep pouring that liquor, but nigga, don't sleep on it. You'll be giving up your Jesus piece of your peace to pawn it. For legal fees in the penal dormant. Screaming on the horn with about 30 years on your conscience. I'm watching brothers disappear, it's appalling. Some dudes had just only a year balling. Counterintelligence found a strange evidence. There we behind the wheel with heat on us, hanging with predicates. Position we placed in caves in, so they got us caged in. Way spinning like Mike Business for new edition aging. I got families I'm feeding, cause my mans is bleeding. Every 5 seconds looking all directions. I come through prepared, I give them a call, I'm close, bring them guns downstairs.
Yeah, everybody, welcome to the show tonight. Welcome to Chillin' with Cheese. We're going to have a great show lined up tonight. Of course, you had to start out with a little Nas, get you guys going tonight. Should be a fantastic show. We got a lot of things we're going to talk about tonight. A lot of big news going on in the boxing world, of course. And, of course, this coming weekend, Super Bowl. So should be a great big-time game this Sunday. Of course, you got Cam Newton. A lot of Carolina Panther fans out there going against the great Peyton Manning, which may be his last hurrah. So I know he's maybe looking to go out with a bang. Of course, the Broncos bring one of the best defenses in the league, with led by Von Miller. And so we're going to see what them boys going to do. It's going to get it cracking on Sunday. Should be a great game. But, yeah, of course, we got the young kid out of Baltimore, the heavyweight King here from Baltimore. We're going to have Cassius Chaney coming through. He's going to talk to us about his big win last Saturday night in Montreal. Cassius, of course, is on the undercard of Sergey Kovalev and Jean Pascal. We're going to get to him about that, tell him how it went, you know, what his thoughts were going into the fight, what he has coming up next. And, yeah, it should be a good time with him. Of course, we're going to also talk about some big developments going on in the boxing world. Of course, everybody I talked to was kind of thrown back on the Amir Khan versus Canelo Alvarez fight, which I was not expecting. But should be a very interesting fight. Of course, that fight will take place Mexican Independence Weekend out in Vegas, big time event out there. Of course, that's one of the huge boxing weekends of the year, and you know, anywhere in the world. So we're gonna get it cracking on that. Of course, another big development happened in the last 2 days. Triple G will be back into the ring. He's going against a kid, man. Now, this is a... Oh, man. I'm Dominic Wade out of Largo, Maryland. The homeboy, you know. He's going against Triple G. It should be... Ah, man. You know how you have the one of those situations where you root for somebody from your backyard. But, man, Triple G is a beast. So, of course, Dominic Wade, if you're out there, give us a call in, man. 718-305-6496. 718-305-6496. Of course, Triple G, the fight will take place at the Forum in Los Angeles. And, of course, that crowd will be rocking. Of course, I had a chance to be out there in May when Triple G fought Willie Monroe, which was a great night of boxing. Of course, on that undercard was Ramon Chocolatito Gonzalez. So, should be a great time out there. Hopefully, I'll be out there and cover some events for you guys. Looking forward to that. Also, we'll talk about Terrence Crawford going against Philly's own Hank Lundy. Hammer and Hank, if you out there, come on, man, call in the show, man. Get it popping with us. We want to hear what you talk about. If you guys did not see the press conference, Hammer Hank was not pulling any punches. So I'm looking forward to talking to him soon. Of course, Terrence Crawford is kind of creeping into a lot of people's top 10 pound-for-pound fighters in the world. So, of course, Terrence Crawford is under top-ranked Bob Arum. So we're looking forward to, you know, that fight as well. So, yeah, if you guys want to call in, you got any time you want to chat, you got any questions about anything, even if we're talking boxing, we can mix it up, talk some basketball. Of course, everybody's talking about Steph Curry, 51 points last night, and it was almost, I don't know. I mean, I heard Reggie Miller say one time that he thought that Steph may be one of the best shooters he's ever witnessed, and I have to agree, man. I mean, he shoots from all angles, off the dribble, off the catch, and I mean, the guy's dynamic shooter, so he put on a show. Of course, the Wizard fans, of course, it was almost like a game at Oracle Arena, you know, after a while, because he was just, it was like Splash Brothers East, so yeah, it was crazy out there. Of course, LeBron James and the Cavaliers are doing that thing right now. And we also going to talk Cam Newton. Cam Newton. I've been getting a lot of texts, emails, people Facebooking me talking about Cam Newton. So here's your chance to bring the heat about Cam Newton. There's no question. In my mind, he is the MVP of the NFL this year, without question. But I'm telling you this. Sunday, come Sunday, and this is my prediction. If it's Peyton Manning's last game, he's going to come go out with a bang. I'm telling you. The Panthers are going to have to put up some points. Also, the Broncos' defense is no slouch. Of course, Cam ain't no joke either. I guess one of the things we'll be wondering is what the hell he's going to be wearing. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. I don't know. I don't know what's up with that. But I don't know. I guess some women told him it was fly because he keep wearing it. So we're going to let it go at that. But there's no question he balls on the field. So, we're going to talk about that. Yeah, man. So should be a great show lined up. And I'm also going to talk. I have an interesting issue coming up with Cam. And, you know, all jokes aside, I mean, I've seen an interview with him. And I'm really impressed with the young man. First of all, he has matured a whole lot. And he brought up an interesting issue where people have not seen someone like him in this position before, and the way he does it and how he does it, when he does it. And part of the statement he made, I totally agree with. As far as a black quarterback going to Super Bowl, great quarterback. I mean, we've seen great quarterbacks, but, you know, he brought up an issue where, you know, if he's, you know, the guys do the dab or whatever, and it may be looked at as differently if a, you know, a white quarterback was to celebrate in the end zone. That's a whole different issue. And I just wanted to say, I wish people would stop bringing racism into the league. He made a great point where he just wants to be known as a great quarterback, period. And I totally agree with him. The dude is balling. You can't take that away from him. But all you hear is, well, he's a great black quarterback and this and that. And he made a great point. I'm not just a black quarterback. I want to be a great quarterback, period. And I agree with him. So it's a lot of people who don't necessarily watch the game, but they watch at the game and just see, you know, dancing and doing this. But a lot of great things he does with the kids. I mean, he's always in the charities, giving balls to kids, giving his cleats to kids. A lot of things you got to take notice when you're watching a young man. I get on a jokingly way because I really think the Broncos are going to give it to the Panthers, but no question that the guy is a wonderful role model for kids. So we're going to, you know, keep it moving with that. And whatever issues you got, you guys want to talk about. Of course, I started out with talking about Amir Khan and the big stallion Canelo Alvarez. I think that's a pretty interesting fight. Because Amir Khan is a very athletic fighter. And that brings to mind when Canelo fought Arislandi Lara. And of course, Lara, Cuban guy, great skill set, was also athletic. And of course, I think that's what Amir Khan will have to do in order to be successful against Canelo. Because Canelo is, he seems to improve every fight. He seems to adjust his game and each fight he has now. I mean, if you go back a few years against, of course, Floyd Mayweather, he lost that fight, but he's a far different fighter than me. And it'll be an interesting fight to me. A lot of people are saying, well, Canelo's going to knock him out, but you got to get him first. And I think, you know, it'll be all settled in that ring. So that should be a good fight. But, yeah, we'll get it popping. All right, caller, you there?
Yo, what up?
What's up, man? Is this my man from out Vegas?
All right, man, you already know, man. You already know what it is, bro.
This is my man, Mr. XGFR out of Las Vegas. Tone, what's good, man?
Oh, man, just chilling, man. Just checking you out, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I just caught you, you know what I'm saying? I see you talking about Americana Canelo, man.
What you think, man?
I mean, I don't know. For those that follow Cheese, you know what I'm saying, on his Facebook and Twitter, you know, I pretty much put it out there, man. I just said it's a crackhead move, you know what I'm saying? That's just how I look at it, dude. I'm just going to keep it funky, man.
Hey, now tell me, I know you, you know, you're a fan of, like, the Cuban-style boxers or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, I just brought up a point with, I think Amir Khan has a chance, because remember, it was Landy Lara gave him Canelo some trouble. What do you think about this matchup?
This is what Khan going to do. Canelo plays this right. Canelo going to allow him to get off in the first three rounds. Because Amir Khan, and on enough for him to get his punches off to connect, he's got to sit in the pocket. He has
to.
But see, but what the difference between Lara, shout out to all the Cubans out there, the difference between Lara is that he has great footwork.
Yes,
great
he does.
Footwork. So that's the major difference. I mean, all right, I'll put it like this. If you're a boxer and you fight somebody, you have a chance because you're in there. But I don't think it's going over five rounds.
Wow. So you're predicting that Canelo stops him fairly quickly.
Yes. TKO, most likely KO.
Oh, wow.
I don't
and you know
see
what?
It.
I've heard people say that, man.
I don't see it. I mean, American, don't get me wrong. The brother is fast. Don't get me wrong. He is fast. He looks good, but we got to go back, though. That fight with Chris Algieri? Oh, my God. Come on, man. He almost got dropped in the first round.
And we both agree on that fight, but from 1 second, Tone. Anybody want to call him? Of course, you got Tone with me on the line, but anybody want to call him, just call him 718-305-6496. And we both agreed, man, that I thought Algieri made that fight a lot closer than what the judges had it.
Yeah, that's been a lot going on, especially in the PBC, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Al Heyman and all the folks that don't run in that. But, yeah, them fights been kind of spooked, man. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, and of course, they're saying that the fight will be at 155. I guess it will be a catch weight for.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about that as far as, I mean, Canelo, I mean, just won the middleweight title in his first fight. He's got a catch weight at 155. What do you think about that decision?
That's kind of, to me, that's booty. That's booty.
Right.
I mean, he's fighting at, he's 154. He got that 160
mm-hmm.
title. But see, he comes in mm-hmm. heavy at fight night.
Right.
As a middleweight. I don't understand that
that's
part.
Right.
That's the whole
agree,
thing that
man.
Pretty much got me, man. But, you know, I mean, money talks, you know what I'm saying? So I guess when you're the A side, you pretty much can do what you do. But
that's
then again,
true, man. Hey,
you're
right,
bro.
Hey, Tony, you want to stay on the line for a little while, man?
Yeah. I'm listen in for a bit. And then, matter of fact, I'm listening on the computer, man, because I'm watching WWE, but, you know, I multitask anyway.
Hey, Carla, you're on the line.
What's up,
man? What's up, man? This is my man Cassius. Tony's Cassius on the line, man.
What up, Big Cass? What's good, bro?
How you doing, man? What's going on?
Are we good, man?
Congratulations, bro.
Thanks, Chief.
Yeah, man. How would you going into the fight? First of all, how'd you feel fight night going into the fight? What was your mindset like?
I was ready to go. I knew he was a veteran. I knew he was going to be there. I knew it would be one of the, probably my hardest fight as far as him being a vet and being durable. But I think I had a really good camp being in Philadelphia. I felt the little, body, you know, my body felt a little sluggish only because of the traveling I think I did, you know, the past 3 months.
Right.
But, I pushed myself and I got the stoppage. You know, they could have stopped it early in the first round, to be honest with you, because I hit him with, like, 15 straight punches. And,
oh, man.
And he was hurt, man. And I think the referee knew I was there, you know, to showcase. And he let it, you know what I mean, he let the fight go a couple more rounds. The guy punched me. Once he realized he couldn't hit me clean, I think, you know, it kind of took his heart away.
Right, and I was going to ask you, was there anything about Zala that surprised you? I guess, obviously, nothing surprised you with him once you got in there.
His head was strong, man, like, boss. I hit him a couple times. I hit him a couple times in the head, and I'm like, damn, this dude not going down, man. It was crazy. Like, some of the shots I was hitting with, I mean, I felt it in my whole hand and my whole glove, but, you know, if you look at his record, he's been stopped 4 times, but he's only been knocked down. He's only been knocked down once. And when he got knocked down, he could have got up. Like, he was on his way up. So he's not really known for going down. You know what I mean? You got to beat him up.
Right. Right. And a lot of people don't know out there, of course, Cash is on the main event promotions. And he was on the undercard of Sergey Kovalev and John Pascal. And once you got, you know, your fight was done and you did your thing, and before leading up to the fight, how did you like the city of Montreal? I mean, did you take anything away from your experience there?
Canada was cool, man. Canada probably was one of the best places I've been so far. I would say I did like England, like the people.
Uh-huh.
Canada, man, was cool. Canada was real, real cool, man. What Montreal was, you know? It was cool. Actually, that whole weekend was cool because I got up that morning. When I got there the next morning, I went right over to Bernard's hotel, and we all did a workout together. So it was awesome, man. So I knew I was ready because, man, you get in there, you see Bernard working, you like, dang, that's what you got to do. You know, you want to, you know, be something in this sport. Well, put yourself in the best position to be something in this sport, you know?
Yeah, what was it like kicking it with him for that weekend? You know, as you say, you know, getting fight ready. How was that experience for you?
I was surprised I got to see him during the weekend. You know, I was always, you know, in Philly, I was always seeing him in the gym, and we would talk a bit just about, you know, but that morning, you know, just I went up to his room, and he was in a different hotel too. So I walked around the corner. We walked around the corner, and went to his room. We talked, and we went to work out. He was just telling me, "Be relaxed, you know, you know, take my time." And even during the fight, actually, you know, he was broadcasting, getting ready for the HBO, but he was right across from my corner. So as I'm getting ready to go back into the ring for the second round, he's looking at me like, go to the body. Make sure you touch to the body.
Right.
So as soon as I came out, that's the first thing I tried to do, is go to his body, man. So it was great, man. Just, you know, just knowing that somebody like Bernard is there to watch you and check you out is awesome. But, you know, I know that I got a lot of work to do, and I'm willing to do it.
That's good, man. I appreciate you saying that, man, because it's like you said, for a guy like B-Hop to, like, you know, kind of give you a few pointers, and that had to make you feel good. Of course, one of your stable mates is Sergey Kovalev, and of course, a lot of talk going into the fight with Pascal was Kovalev, and, you know, how's he feel about, you know, different races. How's your relationship with Kovalev, or if you had one?
You know, I never really met Kovalev. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
I've never met him, But I do believe I think he made a mistake with the Stevenson thing. I think he didn't know. You know, people got to understand, too, like, he's from Russia. So,
right.
You know, if he can't speak, you know, fluent English, he's not going to really understand the culture here of what calling a black person a monkey means. You know what I mean? He don't.
Exactly.
Yeah, so a lot of people, you know, we got to understand and really remember that he is from a different country, so he doesn't understand that. You know what I mean? I haven't really necessarily met him, but I don't think if a guy's racist, he gonna get trained by a black trainer. You know what I mean?
That's right. David Jackson.
Yeah, that don't make any sense to me. But I have been in camps with Russian guys, and, you know, they got their way about them that's different. Like, we got our way about us that's different as Americans. So, you know, I don't think it's necessarily they don't, you know, like they dislike black people. You know what I mean? I think it's just they come over here, they're competitive, we're competitive, and we all just trying to get to one goal. So that's all it is.
That's true, man. And I don't know, when I was at your fight in Vegas and, you know, at the post-fight press conference, I mean, he seemed pretty cool to me, a sense of humor, and you kind of watch how people interact with others, and he seemed like, you know, us as, you know, black, you know, people in the media, he gave us, you know, much respect too, so I couldn't, you know how you try to gauge someone's body language, which, you know, like you say, he's from a different country, so you don't know, you know, what he's thinking or whatever, but I didn't get anything from it. But you brought up your point with, you know, being in England, training there. Of course, you went up to, you were training at Joe Hahn in Philly, right?
Yeah, I was down there with Joe Hahn at Joe Hahn's gym, yeah.
How would you, like your last, like you said, few months, man, you've been in, of course, with top-notch competition. How would you gauge yourself at this point, you know, as, you know, your journey towards, you know, growing in a heavyweight division?
I'm maturing. I think I'm maturing as a fighter because I have been in camps with, you know, top dog, you know, like Charles Martin has a belt now, you know,
right.
Tyson Fury has a belt. So it's like, you know, I was with these guys, well, Tyson recently, but I was with Charles Martin 2 years ago. So
right.
I know I'm better. You know what I mean? I know I'm better. If you look at my fights, my body has been better every fight. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Mm-hmm. All that to me is important, you know, that I just keep maturing and keep getting better. I think the thing with this past fight, the only reason why I felt a little fatigue, I really believe this, is because I was doing workouts that I never really did before. And
okay.
I was in England for 2 months and then went to Philly with Amir, and I'm training like Amir. Like, I was doing...
Right.
I was doing, like, 8-round type of workouts and stuff, and, you know, who does, you know, nobody trains 3 months for a fight. I did that. Get what I mean? So,
right. Wow.
I'm happy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I'm happy going into my next fight that, hey, I just went 3 months for a 4-rounder. That's unheard of, and I really didn't take a break.
Nah, man. And I was, like, you know, like we stated before, I mean, I was messaging you, and you were... You definitely been on the grind. Of course, you were talking about Mansoor. What did you take from his fight last week? I mean, how did you feel about how that fight ended?
You know, I was a little bit, you know, I was more like, you know, more from a little brother standpoint because I understood how hard, you know, how hard he worked. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how bad he wanted it. But,
right.
you know, when you're in that ring, I believe when you're in that ring and you get an injury like he had, it's hard to, you know, I see it both ways you know, we can all say maybe he could have went one more or whatever. But you got to remember that, you know, both guys were already tired. And then on top of that,
that's right.
if you look at Dominic Brazil fell without any type of contact. So
he sure did. That's right. That's right.
You know, so if you look at Amir and he bit his tongue, you know, maybe he could have went out that round and moved around for a round. But his instincts, his mindset isn't going to let him do that because he's a fighter. He's not somebody
yep,
that can
exactly.
he's not somebody that's going to move around for a whole round. He's not like that. So I think he, you know, him biting his tongue and that blood building up, I think, you know, it was, you know, it was a good decision if he felt like, you know, hey, you know, I could get really, really hurt or something bad could really happen when he already had a, you saw that the dent, he had a dent on the side of his jaw. So,
right.
So I think he made a conscious decision because he was winning every round.
He was smoking him in the beginning, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, and people want to see him. You know what I'm saying? People do want to see him. He's an awkward southpaw. If you look at the two fights, Dominic has a better opportunity with Spilka, but Amir has a better opportunity against Wilder. You get what I mean? Like the style.
Right, exactly.
The toughness would have made a different fight for both of them, but they matched them up opposite of each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, you know, it was all right, man. I just, you know, he's going to be back, and, you know, whoever he fights the next fight is going to be, man, they're in trouble, man. I truly believe that. If he come back and he feel healthy 100%, whoever he fight is in trouble, especially if they're his size. Especially if they're his size.
Right. And that's unfortunate because, I know how hard you guys train for, you know, to fight, like, to end like that. I know he was heartbroken, but like you said, man, we were watching the fight, man. I'm like, dude was bringing the heat from the first round. And I'm like, man, he ain't joking tonight. So he definitely bounced back. He a tough dude. So, yeah, it was quite – and obviously, of course, you know, you got Dominic Brazil and, of course, Wilder won – couple weeks ago. What do you think about those two heavyweights? Because actually, they're more your size. I mean, I know you're 6'6", so what do you think about the style of those two fighters?
You know, I like them both. They got different styles. I think really, my style is going to be man. It's going to be one of those styles people like because I got, you know, I am a tall guy that can box and fight tall, but I am somebody that's gonna go out on the shield, man. Like it's gonna be me or you, and it ain't gonna be me.
Yeah.
So I look at it like, you know, you look at Dominic, he's more of a plotter, and quick feet will get to him. And if you look at Wilder, he can box. I think he can box, but you look at the guys, and this is a big situation for me when I'm being serious when I say this, and you in the gym with Bernard and he don't say stuff like this, but his knowledge makes you think. I feel like I gotta get rid of my phone, this iPhone, because it takes too much time, whereas the old fighters back in the day, they ain't have all this social stuff, you know?
Absolutely.
And
when
you look at Wilder, I do believe they work hard. But you look at their styles, and, you know, if Wilder doesn't get that knockout, you like, yo, that's a terrible performance. You know, Spilka was beating him to the step, to the punch. Yeah, but he couldn't.
Yeah.
He don't know how to work inside. Like Amir would have got close and bombed.
And
bombed away, you know. And I think that's the difference between Brazil. You look at Brazil fight from one fight all the way up to now, he the same.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Wilder's fight, other than Stavern, he pretty much the same because you don't know.
That's true.
You don't really know with Wilder. So I look at myself like, hey, if I can continue to get better and bring something different, and that's why I watch a guy like Lennox Lewis a lot, because every fight he fought different. He had to fight.
Right.
He brought something a little different. Larry Holmes brought something a little different, and I think that's the difference between fighters now and why Floyd Mayweather can still beat guys now.
Man, it's great. And, man, you always bring great insight. And you brought up Larry Holmes, of course. I had a chance to interview him a few times. And he said the exact same thing, man. He's like, you'll know the true test of a fighter when they're in the ring and they have to adjust and make adjustments on the fly. He said the exact same thing. He said, man, I fought many people a different kind of way, and you just can't be the same way because fighters will time that. What is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Is like one of the best things I learned spawn with Amir. Like I'll get down there that first week, and boom, like I can go a whole 4 or 5 rounds, kind of confusing him a little bit. But all he's doing is adjusting. That's all he's doing. He's saying, right, I'm gonna make you adjust to me sooner than later. And then it gets harder and harder and harder as the sparring goes on. I gotta really think and do some of the stuff he's doing. You know what I mean? And,
right.
You know, certain places, like certain gyms or certain places, you learn. You know what I mean? And
that's right.
That's what it's about. You know, you look at these old school fighters. When I look at these old school guys, I'm like, dang, man, they ain't got a lot of this stuff that we had. But it's like, wow. It's like, wow, their bodies were still strong. But,
yeah, man,
you know, they were so smart because they didn't have to rely on athletic ability so much. And we today, that's what we rely on.
That's true. And you know what? You're talking about Amir, and, you know, we talked about Larry Holmes. He kind of reminds me of old fighter Ernie Shavers. And Holmes said that when he fought Ernie Shavers, and he said, and there's no kidding, Cassius, he told me, he's like, Ernie Shavers was the hardest puncher he's ever been in contact with. He said he looked like he was throwing bricks at him. And he said, man, I had to adjust on the fly because he wouldn't get hit no more. So it's funny you say that because, yeah, man, he was like, but I mean, when you say they ain't had social media or anything, I guess it's the love of the sport that, you know, hey, I got to do what I got to do, you know, to be the best, so.
Right. That's the thing with me I'm learning now. I'm like, dang, man, because I get into the mode of starting to watch something, and next thing you know, you on your phone looking at. Now, I check the same websites every day, the same box of stuff every single day almost, or ESPN, you know what I mean?
Right.
But you get in the mode of, like, looking at something, and then you just look at your phone. It's like, okay, so I'm feeling like, dang, let me get a flip phone. Let me go back to a flip phone where I can start talking to people again instead of texting them all the time. And that's I think for me, it will help me. We'll see, you know, how much of a difference it makes, but I think it's just different now. Today's athletes, we are different, you know?
Yeah, but for you, man, you, even though you're a young guy, you got kind of what we call an old soul. I mean, you think like a veteran already. So I don't anticipate any problem with you. But what do you got coming up next, man? I thought I saw something where you fighting in March. Is that definite or do you know yet?
Yeah, March 18th, Philadelphia. You know, I'm excited to be in Philly. You know what I mean? Like, my dad and, you know, I got half of Philly in me too, you know, because my dad is born and raised in Philly. So
I'm
happy to be down there. It's close to my mom, so my mom can come up from Baltimore and check me out. So, you know, March 18th.
I got to be at that fight, man. I got to make sure I'm there, man.
Yeah, man. That's going to be fun. Jesse Hart, the headliner. I'm happy that he let me get on that, you know. So it should be a good, you know, a good little outing for me. A little fight for me.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you coming on, man. And before you go, of course, I got to ask you 2 questions. Number 1, did you see Steph Curry last night?
I ain't watched it, but I heard about it, man. Once I hear that he got, 25 in the first quarter or whatever, man, I was,
right,
whatever he had, I'm like, man, you know, man, he cold, man. He might.
I know, right?
Man, he might be the only one that could probably. He might not do it because today's NBA, like, they're going to pull guys out. But he might be the only one right now that could probably get 100, like, for real.
You know what?
Like,
I was thinking that today. Yeah. Yo, I was thinking that today. I was like, man, yeah, that 81 that Kobe had, I don't know. I mean, he get on one of those streaks where it's a tight game and he just scoring. He might get that 80 mark, man.
Yeah, all he got to do is he rack them up in threes. If he able to get to the line, he going to get it. See, Kobe got to the line like 20-something pounds, right? And
that's right.
If Steph Curry, man, and you look at that night, you look at Westbrook, he had 24, 19 rebounds and 14 assists. That's a monster game.
Man, That was nasty, man. Yes, it was.
Crazy. You know what I mean? So, like, the NBA is transitioning for guards. And, man, my man LeBron, man, he out there chilling, man. LeBron got to show me something, man.
Nah, you ain't jumping off the LeBron wagon, are you? That's still your man, right?
Nah, LeBron's still my man. I just want him to go back to the old LeBron, man. Like LeBron, he over there trying to build. He's trying to help these other guys' brands, man. He gotta just go back to that. He gotta be a little bit more selfish, even though it ain't his game.
Put some Kobe in him again, right?
Yeah, get some of that Kobe. I think that's what was good with Tyronn Lue because he played with Kobe. And
that's true. Good point. That's right.
He's calling LeBron out. I think that's a good thing. He's calling LeBron out, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point, man. I mean, the last question I got, well, of course, the Super Bowl coming up this Sunday. You got any prediction on that, man?
Oh, man, you know, I gotta go with Cam Newton, man, only because my brother went to Florida. I think my brother was a freshman with Cam, would have been like a senior or something. So, and
shout out to Allen. You know, shout out to Allen.
Yeah. So, you know, Cam, I think he's come a long way, man. And, I'm happy that, you know, he's in a Super Bowl and he's showing one. They had him behind Tim Tebow at Florida. You know what I mean? He leaves, he goes to Auburn, get a national championship, and now he in a Super Bowl possibly to get this championship. But I like Peyton Manning too, but I will go for Carolina, man.
Yo, I've been taking so much heat because I said Peyton Manning, and people have been torturing me on Facebook and texting and everything, talking about I'm crazy. I can't be seen out in Baltimore no more. So it's crazy. Everybody coming at me, man.
I do like your choice of Peyton Manning. Let me tell you why. Because as bad as he can play, he mess around and have a good Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. That's right.
Yeah, he's still great. He mess around and have a crazy Super Bowl. And next thing you know, everybody like forget about how bad he played. But I just think he a triple threat, man. Like, he can do a little bit of everything.
Yes, he can, man. Yo, it's been real once again, man. You bring some great insight, man. And I really appreciate you coming on. Of course, you know, I always gotta make sure you guys give you guys a good word. I got my man Tone, you wanna say anything to Cassius before we roll out, man?
Yeah, man. I just wanna say, man, just keep doing your thing, man, and just stay active and you know what I'm saying? Hopefully we'll see you in that big fight real soon. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
And you got my support, bro, for real.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Straight up, man.
Thanks. Appreciate you coming through, Cass. Take it easy, bro.
No problem. I'll let you.
All right, man. That was cool, man. He always brings some great insight, Tone. What you got going on, man? What's coming up in the week, next week with you?
Oh, man. Aside from sports, man, I got this joint with my daughter, man, Father Dance, at our school next week. So we gotta be suited and booted for that.
I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying? And then Mayweather Promotions is putting on another fight in my old neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? On the east side, Vegas at Sam's Town. So it's like the up and coming boxers. That's what the Mayweather Promotions, that's on the 12th, so that's going down.
You're going to be rocking over there?
Okay. Oh, yeah, man, I already handled the paperwork yesterday. So
my man, what's up?
Yeah, so I'm going to see what's going on. And then just waiting on the other little paper from Top Rank, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm waiting on right now.
Yeah, man, of course, we both anticipating that card. Hopefully we, you know, get it cracking up at the Garden. Hey, what you think about Andre Ward fighting Sullivan Barrera? Of course, it'd be out in Oakland, and Andre Ward's stomping ground. Of course, he's one of them Cuban fighters, too, that got a lot of skill, brother.
I'm not feeling too good about this one.
Okay.
I'm not. I mean, as far as like the skill level, I'm not feeling too good, because one thing about the Cuban fighters is that they can make adjustments. They can make adjustments, and if you knock them down, they get back up and just put pain on you.
Yeah.
And they really, it's a scary fight, man. It's a scary fight, man. So ain't no telling what can happen, but.
And Andre Ward, man, I mean, he's, of course, I got him number 2 pound for pound now in my, you know, top 10. But Sullivan, I mean, most notably, you know, Sullivan beat Jeff Left Hook Lacy. You remember Jeff Left Hook Lacy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You remember people had him as one of the top pound for pound fighters in the world, then he just started getting beat and, you know, became a shot fighter real quick. But,
right,
you know, Sullivan, of course, is a 6'2 guy. I mean, he's taller than Andre Ward, so it's going to be an interesting fight to me, though.
Yeah, but we'll see how it play out, bro. That's all that I can really say. We got to see how it plays out, because I don't know, man. It's like boxing now. It's really like, this name might be real good, or this fighter, this training camp may be good as far as billboard and promotions, but the opponent could be the one that's real spook, man. It's crazy now. It's real crazy how this is coming along now in the boxing world, but I'm really anticipating a lot of fights, man, that's coming this year.
Yeah, of course, another big news happened yesterday. Of course, Dominic Wade signed to fight Triple G. Dominic Wade is from, you know, down the road in Largo, Maryland. Young guy,
right.
25 years old. His most notable win was Sam Solomon, and he won a split decision over him in June. But, you know, he's fighting, you know, Triple G, man, out in L.A. again. What do you take from this fight as far as Wade taking that big step up in competition?
Well, I never heard of the man. I know I've seen him on Showbox, but I put it like this. He has a chance. And this is like one of those moments where this is what I dreamed about, this is what I fight for, this I really made it. So I know he finna give it his all. I know he finna really, really show out, man. And I just wish him the best, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you step in that box with Triple G, you have to be clicking on all cylinders, man.
Yeah. And he's athletic, like Willie Monroe. Of course, Willie Monroe, you know, was able to get in on Triple G and land some punches. I was talking to a friend of mine. She's down in D.C., and she happens to know Dominic Wade, and she said the same thing you did, man. She was like, this is great exposure for him, and all he, you know, he's going to definitely give his all, so... Like you said, once they get in the ring, everybody has a chance. But, of course, every Triple G going Mexican style out there in L.A. So,
I don't think Triple G need to fight like that, man. He only needs to fight like that. He doesn't.
Nah, because he smoked Lemieux at the Garden in October, and he just boxed him to death.
Right. And I think that was like, that really showed, like, he's learning as he go, but he fought him how you were supposed to, keep that jab going, keep that reach going. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was doing everything absolutely right. And I was actually impressed. I was really impressed, man. And I just want to see how this fight is going to turn out.
That's right. Of course, I'm going to get your opinion while you're on here. I'm going to switch the subject. We got the big Super Bowl this weekend.
Yeah.
So who you picking, man? What you got? I know you're a Packers fan. I want to shout out to the Green Bay Packers. You know, my man from Milwaukee. I got to give him some love. But I know it's a big-time game this weekend. Who you got?
I got to go with Cam then, bro.
You want to dab on him too, man?
I got to, dude, because I'm still hot at the Broncos when they beat us in the Super Bowl. When we had Brett Favre again, Brett Favre threw that interception. I'm still
high. Yeah, I remember. No, that was 17 years ago.
I'm still on fire.
I don't blame you, man.
I'm still hot, dog.
I can tell you how that can affect you, man. I'm still hot that my man Chris Webber called a timeout against North Carolina.
Man. Man, for real, man. That really hurt, man. That one was. That's on the lines of Buster Douglas and Tyson, dude. That's.
Oh my god.
On them lines, man.
Yeah.
That hurt like bad, like. I don't know. I get emotional. You know what I'm saying?
I know,
that,
man.
That hurts,
you know, me and my boys at that time, we all Michigan fans, right? And when
right.
he did that, man, it was like somebody shot us in the back, man. I'm like, no, he did.
Straight up, man. It was like when Coach E's died or something like that, bro. It really hurt, man. That really hurt, man. That hurt, man. I ain't never been like, oh, God, I remember like it was yesterday, but, you know.
I know, right?
Historic moment, man. But, you know,
man,
I did, but I'm rolling with Cam.
About it too, man. Yeah, man, you know what? A lot of people have been giving me the mad business, man, because they're going with Cam too. And, you know, of course, I'm going with Peyton Manning. This might be his last game, but, yeah, man, I got relatives giving me the business, so.
Wow.
We'll see how it turned out, though. But, yeah, man, what you got on your show in the next couple of weeks? What you got going on?
I'm interviewing probably my last fighter for this month. That's Manny Perez. Mm-hmm. I got him coming Monday. And then I'm going to switch back to the music. I got a manager coming on, very beautiful, talented, LaDonna Davis. She's coming on. And let me know what she got going on with her artist and something else, man. Oh, big shout out to you and everybody else, man, that came to the round table, man. That was crazy.
It was great, man. That was a good night, too. That was good,
showing
man.
Up, man. Shout out to Angel, man. If you didn't know, you know, so that's Roy Jones' trainer. I mean, he trains with Roy Jones, and also he's a fighter at the gym, at Roy Jones Jr. Gym. So, you know what I'm saying? Good dude right there. So he just happened to call in, you know what I'm saying, and just give his opinion about stuff. But,
yeah
man,
was,
I just want to say thanks for coming out, bro. And
man,
round
great,
two will
man.
Be next month. Show, man.
Hell
round
yeah.
two will be next month.
That sounds good to me. You know
month,
I'm
man.
Game for it.
Now,
yeah,
man, we
man,
probably
I
have to do a little cheese, man. You got to do a little chilling with cheese.
Hey, you know I'm down with it. I set it up. Don't worry.
So, man, all
yeah,
day.
Man. But, yeah, man, I appreciate you coming through, holding it down with me again, man.
Oh, no problem, man. I just, you know what I'm saying, just letting folks know, man, it's cool to support, you know what I'm saying, people that's doing something, you know what I'm saying, that's actors in their work, you know what I'm saying. So it's best to, you know what I'm saying, support people that's really doing it. And that's all I can say, just support your folks, man.
Right, and if anybody out in Vegas, and of course Tone's at Caesar's Palace, he also does a travel agent thing, he got that cracking, so you can see him at Tony Washington on Facebook, and you can go on my page and you can see him, and yeah, he'll do whatever he can to help you out, and yeah, man, I appreciate you riding through, man.
Oh, no problem, man. Hey, man, we're going to have to holler at Eric, man, out there in Colorado. He got the fights popping, man.
Oh, yeah. Because we want half.
Straight up, man. You got the fight out there, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, make sure y'all keep supporting Cheese. Check out the sites. Get y'all, you know what I'm saying, cop them shirts. And, shoot, man, we're going to keep it grooving, man. Straight up 2016 is our time, bro.
My man, that's what's up. I appreciate you, bro.
Showing up, bro. Stay here.
All right, bro.
All right, peace.
Yeah, it's a cool dude right there, Tone, out in Las Vegas. He always come through. And, yeah, he brought up my man Eric out in Colorado. Give a shout-out to him doing his thing with Mr. 60 Minutes Boxing. Give a shout-out to Emily Boxing doing her thing. Minnie Terry, young lady down in D.C. doing her thing. We'll give a shout-out to her. She's feeling under the weather tonight, so we give a shout-out. Maybe she'll be on the show one day. And she's giving us the Cali love. Of course, Claudia out in the Bay Area. They're getting cranked for the Super Bowl, so I want to wish them well. My man Bimbo and his crew. The Vatos, my boys, Mexican style, so I appreciate them rolling with me. Yeah, man, got a lot of good people, you know, support the show, watch the show, read the articles. I really appreciate you riding with me. Yeah, in the next coming week, few weeks, we got some big events coming up in 3 weeks. Of course, Terrence Crawford against Hank Lundy. And, of course, Felix Verdejo will be on that card. So that'll be a great night. Puerto Rican Pride coming out to see Verdejo. Should be a great night of boxing at the Garden. Hopefully I'll be in the building. April 9th, Manny Pacquiao, Timothy Bradley 3, out MGM in Las Vegas. Hopefully I'll be there for another big top-rank event. So we're looking forward to that. And Triple G, that'll be in April as well. And, yeah, man, get it cracking. Canelo and Amir Khan in May, beginning of May, Mexican Independence Weekend. So that should be a great lineup. This year is really shaping up, man. Of course, Andre Ward will be in the back in the ring of Oracle in March. So, yeah, man, a lot of fights are shaping up. Should be a good time. Super Bowl, of course, Cam Newton, Peyton Manning, Broncos, Panthers. It should be a great game. So, got a few minutes left in the show. So, if anybody wants to call in, 718-305-6496, 718-305-6496. Yeah, man, it was really cool having Cassius on, man. He always brings a lot of good insight into the boxing game and gives you like a bird's eye view of what goes on in the ring, outside the ring, preparation for a fight and post fight. Some of the things that they go through. So yeah, man, appreciate him coming through, holding me down. I'm working on some great things coming up in the next month or so with Chilling with Cheese. We're going to be on the road in the next few weeks. So look forward to having some great interviews, pictures, insight from various figures in and out of boxing. I'm going to branch out and do some other things. As far as the corporate world, I'm going to try to get more interviews with some CEOs, rather, and some of the bigwigs moving and shaking around the world. Of course, I'm also going to deal with, you know, current event issues, you know, dealing with racism, unemployment. We're going to have shows. We're going to talk about that. We're going to try to make this thing where we get everybody to get involved and talk things out, see if we can't take a few steps forward, you know, as far as participating in global peace. So, yeah, I'll do my part. I mean, I'm not, you know, a big publication, but in my own little world, I'll do my part to you know, have everybody getting along and doing what's right, and also taking care of the kids out there, making sure they have safe environments to grow up in. I know I'm kind of jumping off track, but very important as well that the kids out there see positive role models coming through, like Cassius Chaney. Yeah. Caller, you on the line? Hello, caller, you there?
Hey, how you doing? It's Chilling with Cheese.
Yeah, how you doing, man? What's on your mind?
All righty. I'm trying to catch the show before it was over with. Calling from Baltimore, Maryland, and I want to talk some football.
My man, go ahead. What you got? What's on your mind?
I didn't miss something. I'm on a job, and everybody, you know, how you ask somebody who they're going for in the Super Bowl, and I'm picking Peyton. I'm picking
right.
Peyton and Elway. Them two minds together. Somebody's going down, and it's not Denver. You know, I think Denver defense is stronger, greater, and if Peyton get the opportunity, he's going downfield. You know, and I really think this is going to be his last year. I think he's going to be on top of his game, and he's going to get that ring, and then Cam can pick it up the next couple of years.
Uh-oh.
You know, that's my
take on it. Now, what do you think about Cam and What do you think about Cam Newton at this point? Of course, I think he'll win the MVP, but do you think he's going to come out and put on a great performance, or what do you think the Denver Bronco defense will give it to him?
I think he's going to overplay himself. You know,
okay.
I think Cam is one of the great, you know, he's the greatest quarterback coming up. But I really think that he's going to overplay himself because he's going against Denver. He's going against Peyton, you know.
Okay.
And I think, I mean, he's a hell of a player, but I just think that, you know, because the last couple of years, he was like, to me, still a great player, but he was going up and down, you know.
Right.
He was going, you know, not so good games, and
yeah.
Always been there before.
Right.
And Carolina might pull it off if we put them Tigers right pants on again. No offense to the Carolina fans, but what I'm just saying is that, like they say, them pants were tighter than his uniform pants. No offense. I mean, he could have picked something else, or he could have picked something a little looser. You know what I'm saying?
And look, I purposely did not talk about his pants because I talked about him all week. And then some people got really sensitive. They were like, well, his pants look good on him, and that doesn't affect his game. You know, making these excuses. But all the brothers I know was like, what the hell is he wearing? So we're going to see.
That's what I'm saying. That's the pants. I mean,
hey,
you know, no offense to the Carolina fans that's listening. But he could have picked something different, you know.
But I mean, like a lot of fans, though, one of my friends on Facebook said, well, the pants are sold out, so he did his job. So I didn't have a comeback. I had to agree with that.
Right. But I can't, they don't make my size. I'm sorry. They don't make my size. Not that I looked into it, but I think he's a great quarterback. And I think that I really think he's going to outplay himself.
Right.
You know, I really think he's going to outplay himself because he's going against Peyton, and he knows Elway's in the background, who's another great quarterback, you know.
Right. Well, man, I appreciate
so
you calling.
I just think
that was a good call, man.
I hope, because I've been catching the blues here at the job. You know, I got, you know, everybody's Carolina, men and women, Carolina, you know. And one other take on it real quick. I seen that,
uh-huh.
that show they had on SportsCenter about Demaryius Thomas' mom.
Right.
You know,
right. Great.
And
great story.
That kind of, you know, I really want him to win that ring. You know,
that would be great.
Because he's
great.
You know, he was brought up, and he troubled kid, not a troubled kid, but the household was troubled. And I like
that's
to
right.
see him get that ring. You know, but it was an awesome
yep.
story. And for those that missed it,
yeah, it was.
Try to catch it when it comes back on.
Yes, it was.
So
yeah, I appreciate you coming through,
okay.
man. I really did.
Thanks a lot for allowing me on your show, and I'm trying to listen to it.
My man, thanks a lot.
Take you out.
All right. That's what's up. What I took from that call was he said. They don't make of it his size. Not that he tried to find out. Hey, I don't know. Well, you know. Anyway, hey, man, this has been a great show. Appreciate y'all, everybody listening in. Had a lot of listeners, of course. When Cassius was on the last time, we had a lot of listeners. So, had a lot of listeners tonight. So, that's what's up, man. Look out for the next show. I'll be posting on all social media when my next show will be sometime next week, but yeah, everybody, stay safe out there. Treat everybody. We all we got, black, white, Puerto Rican, Mexican, we all in this together. So treat everybody right. I'm chilling with Cheese, and I'm out.
showing, salivating at the mouth, south to East Orange. Keep pouring that liquor, but nigga, don't sleep on it. You'll be giving up your Jesus piece of your peace to pawn it for legal fees in the penal dormant. Screaming on the horn with about 30 years on your conscience. I'm watching brothers disappear, it's appalling. Some dudes had just only a year balling. Counterintelligence found a strange evidence. There we behind the wheel with heat on us, hanging with predicates. Position we placed in caves in, so they got us caged in. Waves spinning like Mike Bibbins for New Edition agents. I got families I'm feeding, cause my mans is bleeding. Every 5 seconds looking all directions. I come through prepared, I give them a call, I'm close, bring them guns downstairs. Monday murder, two niggas dead Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday is hearse day, Friday somebody gotta die day, Saturday put the gat away, chillin' with your chick in a bag of hay, wondering how's all gonna end, and what type of way, cause Sunday back to gunplay, most shit start over nothing, and get finished quick cause the art of repercussion, yeah I seen it, a G going out of decent. Taking a plea agreement, thinking he's secret, escape the crime scene. Now you live straight like 915. Then one time intervene, mama ain't like me saying I don't care if I die. But the 6 hour on me, no, I'm scared to die. You thinking the one I send and clap, you be a shorty. But he old school, holding a 38, he in his 40s. Get jobs and they rob. A man rather die than live on his knees and starve. Cops steady.